This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us is Mirko Hahn. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it was close enough.
Okay, good enough, good enough. From Aerosys. And you guys have an interesting product you've been working on here called Goose. It's like, okay, high-tech product, not necessarily a high-tech name, but whatever.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think you can argue about the name, but we believe every pilot needs a goose to talk to.
Okay. That just doesn't sound good. But anyway, Goose is an aviation assistant. I mean, what would you call it?
So we call it the digital co-pilot. But what it really is it's a technology device that replicates the pilot monitoring. And we really want to bring the safety concepts and the procedures of a multi-crew flight in single pilot aviation.
Okay. That sounds like a daunting task.
Well, it's definitely going to be interesting.
So it's not just listening to the pilot's radio transmissions. It's also hooked into the navigation equipment and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So it is wired with the headset, so you just plug it in line with your headset, and then it goes straight into the intercom. So Goose hears everything you say, and Goose also hears everything you hear. And additionally, we have we call it FTU. It's a little flight tracking unit. It has everything in there in ADS-B, GPS, accelerometer, so all that sort of stuff. And so what you would do is you just upload your flight plan from any EFB you have. And so Goose knows where you want to go, which flight plan you have, and then can give you all the information related to it, gives you navigation briefings, lets you know when you're too much off track, or you could even ask for direct to and frequencies of the closest airfields.
So it has a general information database as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a thought and it went right out of my head.
Is this a portable unit or something that's permanently installed in the aircraft?
No, that's a portable unit, and that's one of the key aspects of it. I don't own an aircraft, so I always have to take one of the club or go to an owner's group. And so I wanted a device that I can take with me, that goes with me with my headset to the aircraft, and can fly basically every aircraft, every helicopter there is. Everything I want to fly, I take my Goose.
So this thing is going to run. It's going to tell me if I'm off course. I guess it can't monitor fuel levels, but it can monitor if I tell it how much fuel I burn per hour. And is it going to tell me it's time to change tanks, it's time to do this?
Yeah, exactly. So when you configure Goose the first time, you just download the aircraft information from our database, and then you can customize it, obviously, to your individual retrofits and whatever you have in there. But it has all the performance data in it, and once you submit the flight plan, it obviously has all the information on how much fuel you have in there, and then Goose would know the performance of your aircraft depending on the flight level. It gives you leaning procedures, all that sort of stuff. So it knows how many fuel you've burned and knows how much fuel is left. And so, yeah, absolutely.
Can I say Goose pre-landing checklist and it'll read the checklist to me?
Absolutely, yes, you can. You just say Goose, start final checklist on a short final, whatever there is, any checklist you have in your aircraft, you can just start it, you navigate through it, you tick off items, you skip items and save them for later. And yeah, absolutely. So it does everything a human co-pilot would do, or at least what you would expect from a human co-pilot.
Right, without forgetting things.
Now, exactly.
Does this also act as a cockpit voice recorder as well, in case of an accident?
Yes and no. So we don't record and store the audio as an audio file. However, we do transcribe it. And so what you have after the flight, you always have a flight log, which has all the information in it, everything that you said, everything that you heard. Has a timestamp on it. You know whether you said it, whether you heard it, whether it was meant for you or just for someone else on the frequency. And then you've obviously have the GPS data for it, so you can, in retrospective, you can really see what was going on during the flight and what time you had which clearance and all these kind of things. Yeah.
Wow. So it is almost as good as a flight data recorder.
I was going to say it's kind of a combination between flight data and cockpit voice recorder.
Absolutely.
If my airplane suddenly assumes an unusual attitude, is Goose going to say, hey, what are you doing?
Yes and no. So we're working on that. We're working together with the German Aerospace Center and currently developing a kind of a docking station, which is hardwired to the aircraft itself and then sits on the avionics bus and gets all the information and then even unlocks powers that we don't have if we are not sitting on the avionics bus. So, and in that case, yes, absolutely. Goose will point out any digital information there is, which is not in accordance with a safe flight. But what we can do right now is give you airspace warnings. We know whether you've been cleared for a controlled airspace or not. We know whether you have two-way communication established or not. And so
you've got some serious horsepower in this thing, processing horsepower, your voice recognition.
Absolutely.
And it says AI, so it has to understand what it's listening to.
Yes, sir. It is.
That's incredible.
You know, thanks. Yeah.
A lot of GPSs these days will have options for voices. Can you do a male voice or a female voice, depending upon what you want to do?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. And we really gave that a lot of thought. And we're currently starting off with a fairly high-pitched female voice. We monitored the ambient noise in aircraft in different positions and in different situations. And we figured, due to the low ambient noise we have surrounding in an aircraft, kind of a higher voice is easier to understand for the pilot, especially in stressy situations.
I want the voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, there you
Dave,
go.
Dave, you're off
Wait
course.
A minute. Hey, how about Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That'd be good, too.
with the kind of language that he used in Pulp Fiction, you know?
Yeah. This is kind of a morbid thought, but when the things are going really badly, does it go, oh, bleep?
Oh, snap. Well, the military has a term for this, and I'm going to tone it down, but they call it beefing Betty.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what they really call
I don't know. I kind of like the idea, especially if you're a low-time pilot, you're a little overwhelmed with what's going on, and you might forget a few things along the way.
Absolutely. And, that's what it's eventually for, just to help pilots out, to assist pilots in needs, and eventually to save lives. And especially when you plan a cross-country flight and you just need to go down for any reason. One of your passengers might be sick. You just might need a bathroom or a break. You can always ask for the nearest airport, get a direct bearing to the nearest suitable airfield that suits your aircraft. And you can ask for frequency, so all these kind of things. And you don't have to use a touch screen on a bumpy ride or look up something, because we believe every information should be accessible super easy, so that the pilot can focus on actually flying the plane and not shifting the center of attention towards an iPad screen or
trying to read a sectional chart.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It monitors ADS-B in as well,
sir.
It's going to give you audio traffic alerts or conflict alerts.
Yes, sir. It does. Once you plan the flight, you gather all the weather information, and Goose will give you significant weather changes on your route. And so all these kind of things.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. How big is this unit?
Oh, it's not too big. It
weighs about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
It says a refrigerator.
And pulls enough power to run a welder.
Yeah.
So what we have a little battery in there. It powers it for about 4 hours. But you can always connect it to your USB or maybe even to your Limo, whatever you have.
Now, you don't need any kind of cellular connectivity or internet connectivity while you're flying.
Absolutely not. That is one of the big differences to all the other voice recognitions out there, because they usually depend on cellular data, and we don't need that. It works on the ground as well as up at flight level 400.
Right. All the intelligence is in the box. You're not
exactly
relying on cloud computing or anything.
Nothing at all. And it's less than a pound. So it's about 400 grams.
Wow.
That's
a lot of horsepower in a little package.
I was expecting it to be much bigger and much heavier.
Yeah.
No, it's super light and easy. You can check it out in Hangar C and just talk to Goose.
This is for sale now or still in beta or what?
It is in beta. We are now trying to get the GA industry involved to get feedback and to really get the beta out there and gather all the feedback. And beta will be shipped for Christmas, and then the first version will be shipped anytime next year between Southern Fun and Oshkosh.
Okay. Do you guys have a simulator that we can actually sit in and experience how it's going to interact?
We don't have a simulator, but we do have Goose up on display, so you can talk to Goose, and you can navigate through all the checklists with Goose. It actually, lets you ask for frequencies of every airport in the world, gives you direct bearings to every airport in the world, and you should come and check it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to mess with Goose, because I want to ask it to do things that just don't make sense. Like, hey, Goose, get bent, and I want to see what it says.
I'm sorry, but I keep coming up with all this Top Gun references for Goose.
Goose, I'm too close for missiles. Switching to guns.
Yeah.
Just to see what it does. And I'll bet money there's Easter eggs hidden in there that if you tell it something, it'll say something cute back.
Yes, sir, it certainly will.
There you go.
See that? It's been put together by a bunch of wise guys. And,
right, there's the contest, trying to find the Easter eggs.
Yes, sir.
All right, and you're in hangar where?
Hangar C, booth 3020.
302. We've been speaking with Mirko Hahn from Aerosys about Goose. And no, not the type you hit with your airplane.
Yeah.
The type that you want to take with you.
Right. And the thing of it being was, if once again, the old story is, if I had been flying, Goose would still be alive.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.